I like Harry Potter. He's broken. He's not as smart as everyone thinks he is. Luck favors him a lot. He's just God's child and everything just seems to work out for him. But in spite of everything that he goes through, he keeps going.
Welcome to The Biz Geek, the only show where we combine the lessons of business with the fun of our geek side to reveal the hidden motivations behind today's brightest entrepreneurs. Each week features a brand new guest. On Tuesday, we talk business, and on Thursday, we talk geek to uncover the secret origins of each and every guest. And as a special bonus, Sunday night, there's always a fun Easter egg solo episode to power your week. So grab some power pellets, go ahead, take plus five to relaxation, and join us as we boldly go. My guest this week is a writer at Thrive Global and Huffington Post. She blogs for the Richmond Moms blog and is the social media manager for Circle of Peace International. She is also the founder and editor-in-chief of Raising World Children, an exciting new digital magazine aimed at expanding your parenting horizons by helping families grow with a global perspective, enabling them to find the perfect balance of modern thinking, cultures, and their own heritage. Please welcome Aditi Singh to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to The Biz Geek. I am here with Aditi Singh, and we are going to talk about her business. And then on Thursday, we're going to talk about how she geeks out. So let's go ahead and jump right in. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what kind of business you run, and then we'll go from there.
Well, it's very exciting to talk about because my business is just starting. It's right in the conception stages. So it's really, really exciting to talk about. I'm starting a digital magazine called Raising World Children. And we are going to talk about the synergy between cultures and parenting. I have a lot of amazing people from around the world on board for this. And we are all together going to talk about how the different cultures affect our lives, people who are far away from home or people who are close to home. And we're hoping to reach out to people and educate them so that they can help raise their children better.
Awesome. I think that's awesome. I don't know if you know or not, I have 10-year-old triplet girls.
Wow.
Yeah. So that actually sounds like something I may be interested in subscribing to, or however you decide to do that. It sounds like a great product. So tell me, what has been your motivation to start this?
I've been home for some time. I've been a stay-at-home mom. And while I love doing that, there came a time when I was really lonely. The funny part was, I have been writing off and on, but I really got into writing and I just wanted to make time and get to know other moms out there and blog and, you know, maybe reach other moms who were feeling the same way I was. And I've been doing well, touch wood. I'm writing for Huffington Post, Thrive Global, for a local publication, Richmond Moms Blog. I have a book coming out. It's not my book. I have a story in the book. 100 moms from around the world have come together to talk about their parenting experiences, which is really amazing. And I was working on a book for myself. And I realized that my voice alone is not enough. I need to have different voices from around the world talking about cultures because I love learning about different cultures. But once you're a parent, you don't get to travel. I mean,
That's right.
There is no way that you can travel and see the world by yourself. I mean, you have kids and you have responsibilities, but we need to learn. We need to expand ourselves.
Right.
So this is where everything began.
Awesome. Very cool. So since you're still in the concept stage, this is going to be a kind of a cool question to learn about. What kind of business model do you see this magazine kind of coming into? Are you going to write most of the articles yourself? Are you going to bring in other people? Are you going to have advertisers? What kind of model do you see this?
Well, since it's in conception stage, I'm still planning out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I'm working so far is I want as many people coming on board and writing for us and taking all of us forward. So far I have 40 writers. Oh. And I hope to keep growing. I have photographers from around the world. We are going to have a craft section where kids express how they feel about the culture they're in versus the culture they've been brought up in. So that's what we're doing. And of course, I'm looking for sponsors and advertisers, and I hope to have a lot of giveaways for my readers. And
so is it going to be like a subscription model where people just pay for like a 3-month or 12-month subscription, or is it going to be sold hard copy? How's it going to be?
Eventually, yes. But right now we're just trying to get our word out there. So
okay.
Right now, it's going to be just a digital magazine, and I'm hoping to get a lot of influencers, my mentors, to come and give courses to the readers who would be interested in helping their children in positive parenting or in health hacks or guides for them. So that's where I'm hoping to.
Cool. You said something about having kids involved. Are you going to have some kids writing stuff, or do you have articles or things from kids too as well?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to go that route once things are a little bit more stable. But initially I want, because since kids, when they're younger, they can only express by crafts mm-hmm. and by drawing. So I would prefer to do that first. And then eventually, of course, if kids would want to write, I would love to have them. I mean, that is a dream. I love encouraging anyone who loves writing, because I used to write when I was like 9 or 10. So if I didn't have people encouraging me, I wouldn't be where I am.
Nice. Cool. That's awesome. That sounds like a great product. Do you have any thought or ideas about how you would go about marketing this and getting the word out?
We have started marketing. We are trying to get the word out first, get writers on board, and then eventually we are going to start our Facebook page and Twitter and everything. We are first getting all the branding down. So first, that's the most important thing to do. Get the branding right, get the website going, get the Facebook page going, and get some readers on board initially itself. So,
okay. Do you have the website up yet, or is it still in the planning?
We are going to have a grand launch.
Hopefully 21st.
It's Cultural Diversity Day, so I'm really excited that it seems like it was destiny for us. So,
did you say May 21st?
Yes, hopefully, okay. Yes. If all goes well. You never know with businesses, right?
Right, of course, yeah. And that's Culture and Diversity Day, right?
Yes.
I'm going to write that down so I don't forget it. As you start on this venture, do you have any family management, time management, money management tips or processes that you'd like to share that maybe would transfer over to your business as well?
I believe in taking the day as it comes. So, and with kids, life is unpredictable. You cannot plan your day minute to minute. So what I do is in the night before, I write everything down. I write at least 5 actionable goals for the next day. And if I get even 3 to 4 out of them, I'm really, really,
nice.
I'm really like excited about myself. I'm proud right. of myself that I got it done, because this is new. I mean, I started writing, I believe, like seriously, I really got into blogging May of last year. And I've learned how to juggle being a stay-at-home mom with nurturing a passion. So this is kind of new for me as well. But yes, with minimum resources, I'm trying to get the maximum for my readers and for my writers, because everyone needs a platform and people need to read about the world and get to know people. So hopefully that works out. But coming back to your question about time management, being a stay-at-home mom, I think the most important thing is to work around the kids' schedule, because I want to be at home for them. That is my main driving force. They are my inspiration for writing. They are my inspiration for starting this venture. I work early in the mornings. I do it late in the night. I do it whenever they go for preschool. I sneak in time here and there. So that's what I try to do.
And how old are your kids?
My son is 6 and my daughter is 2.
Oh, okay. So your older one's getting to a point where he can be a little bit more independent. I've noticed at 10 now, I can tell them to make a sandwich or go pour their own drink, and it's not, but you still got the 2-year-old too. So there's some more hand-holding on that stuff.
But like I tell everyone, my son is 6 going on 16. My daughter is almost 3 going on 30. So both of them are pretty much coming in their own.
That's good.
I'm very blessed. They both are wonderful children. I mean, if I tell them to just be quiet for some time, they're supportive of me. I tell them I'm writing, you need to give me a little time here and there. They're pretty good. So.
Oh, that's good. It's good that they understand and they're supportive of that. The last M in my 5 M's is method. And for this section, I usually talk more about tech systems and project management systems and things that you use technology-wise to help make your life and business better. I did have one specific question, since you're doing a magazine, is what kind of system do you use to edit the magazine?
right now I'm just using Google Docs and I use the suggestions feature. Mm-hmm. So I make suggestions for my writers and I let them confirm if they are comfortable with it or not. And then we discuss over it on over chat or however. I'm still getting that system down. Okay. But it's worked so far. I've had 4 or 5 articles in and that's been working pretty well.
Do you just use Google Calendar too? Or do you have a scheduling calendar software that you use?
No, right now I'm not consulting anything. So I don't really need that. I'm using Google Docs for everything right now. But my editorial calendar is pretty much working out.
Okay. And
I mean, you just have to make lists. I think one of the first things I learned when I started this was I have to be very persistent with my lists, get everyone's names down, get everyone's email address down, get everything noted down, even the money coming in and going. It's like,
right.
You yeah. really need to have every single penny noted down. So
sure, sure. And do you manually keep track of any kind of money coming in or out? Or do you have an accounting software or anything like that to help you keep track of your expenses, that kind of thing?
Like I said, we are in the beginning stages. So there's really nothing coming in. There's more going out. So I
more
just
going out. Yeah.
Again, I'm just using Google Docs right now. Hopefully soon I'll, you know, in a few months I might have to get an account or something, but that's the dream. But
cool.
Let's see.
And that's to be expected at the beginning. That's cool.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Biz Geek. You can join the conversation in our private Facebook group at thebizgeek.net/Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the exciting episodes we have in store at thebizgeek.net/subscribe, or just hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast player. And finally, visit us at thebizgeek.net for more info on who we are and what we have planned for the show. So until next time, live long and profit.